Walk into any casino and watch people feed slot machines for hours, convinced their system works. Scroll through social media and see friends sharing conspiracy theories they'd have dismissed yesterday. Listen to yourself explain why you bought that unnecessary gadget. Your reasoning sounds perfect, doesn't it? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your brain is lying to you constantly, and you're completely unaware of it. We navigate modern life with Stone Age brains, equipped with mental shortcuts that once kept us alive, but now lead us astray in predictable, fascinating ways. Your unconscious mind operates like a puppet master pulling strings you can't see. Students who unscrambled sentences containing elderly-related words walked significantly slower afterward, completely unaware of the influence. When people washed their hands after recalling moral transgressions, they became less likely to help others. The physical act of cleaning metaphorically cleansed their guilt, connecting bodily purity to moral purity. Every environment primes your behavior through subtle cues. Participants exposed to briefcases and fountain pens behaved more competitively in money-sharing games. Rooms with cleaning product scents prompted people to clean up after themselves 3 times more often. Casinos discovered this before psychologists did, designing spaces filled with wealth symbols to encourage spending. Your rational mind can juggle only 4 to 9 bits of information simultaneously, while your emotional brain processes complexity in the background, outputting intuition rather than logic. Those inexplicable moods? Your unconscious might be responding to environmental triggers your conscious mind never registered. Split-brain patients reveal our storytelling nature dramatically. When shown the word walk to one brain hemisphere, they'd stand up. Asked why, they'd confidently explain they needed a drink, completely fabricating reasons for behaviors they didn't consciously initiate. Your brain works identically, constantly creating narratives about motivations without realizing it. Several disorders reveal extreme versions. Korsakoff syndrome patients replace recent memories with fictional stories they believe. Those with anosognosia deny their paralysis with elaborate excuses. Capgras sufferers believe loved ones are imposters when emotional recognition fails. Studies show people confidently explain behaviors while missing true causes, performing better under electric shocks when forced to self-motivate, choosing identical stockings based on position while denying position influenced them. When asked how you recalled your mother's maiden name, you have no access to the actual mechanism. You just thought it. Your life story is like a movie based on true events, embellished in details but capturing general truth, a beautiful confabulation necessary for functioning. Notice an old movie mentioned in conversation, then suddenly see references everywhere? That's confirmation bias filtering your perception. You're constantly exposed to thousands of information pieces daily, but only notice what's already activated in your mind. The real danger comes when this distorts active fact-finding. Cable news networks have perfected creating echo chambers where viewers receive carefully curated information aligning with predetermined beliefs. As Terry Pratchett noted, people crave olds, not news, confirmation of what they already believe. Research during the 2008 presidential election revealed people overwhelmingly bought books reinforcing existing opinions about Obama rather than seeking balanced information. Even memory falls prey. In a Minnesota study, people remembered an imaginary woman as either introverted or extroverted depending on which job they evaluated her for, then maintained that selective memory for other positions. Ohio State studies found people spend 36% more time reading essays aligning with their opinions and interpret ambiguous content to support existing beliefs. Without actively seeking opposing viewpoints, we accumulate media validating our worldview until we become impervious to contrary ideas. While science progresses by seeking contrary evidence, our personal beliefs follow the opposite path, becoming more entrenched over time. The eerie Lincoln-Kennedy parallels, Nostradamus seemingly predicting Hitler, or the novel Futility describing a ship called Titan with uncanny similarities to the Titanic 14 years before it sank, these connections feel too perfect to be coincidental. But that's precisely the fallacy. like a cowboy shooting randomly at a barn, then painting targets around bullet clusters, we impose patterns on randomness. Nostradamus's prediction of Hitler seems less impressive when you learn Hister was the Latin name for the Danube River and that he wrote thousands of vague predictions. The Titan/Titanic parallels ignore major differences. In the novel, only 13 people survived, the ship had sails, and one survivor fought a polar bear. This fallacy becomes dangerous with serious matters. When autism rates increased 200% over 20 years, vaccines became an easy target because symptoms appeared around vaccination time. But this correlation ignored countless other factors. The odds of any specific card sequence are astronomically small, yet we only find meaning in certain patterns. Our primal need for order makes us oppose entropy. We mow lawns, arrange silverware, and comb hair to create structure. This pattern-seeking behavior evolved because it helped our ancestors find food and avoid danger. Your Netflix queue reveals a cognitive blind spot. You collect highbrow films you never watch while repeatedly choosing lighter entertainment. A 1999 study confirmed this. When selecting three movies, people chose serious films like Schindler's List for future viewing, but comedies for immediate watching. This time-inconsistent preference appears everywhere, choosing fruit over cake when planning next week's meals, but reversing when the moment arrives. Walter Mischel's Stanford marshmallow experiments offered children a choice: eat one treat now or wait for two later. Those who succeeded didn't have more willpower, they had better strategies, distracting themselves rather than staring at temptation. Following these children into adulthood revealed those who delayed gratification had fewer behavioral problems and scored 200 points higher on SATs. We irrationally prefer smaller immediate rewards over larger delayed ones. Offered $50 now versus $100 in a year, most choose immediate reward. Yet when both options are delayed, $50 in 5 years versus $100 in six, we suddenly become patient. This hyperbolic discounting explains why reorganizing folders feels more rewarding than working on a project due next month. The key to beating procrastination is recognizing that future you can't be trusted. Successful people create systems forcing their future selves to stay on track, like prepaying for meals or using software that blocks internet access. Understanding these mental quirks doesn't make you immune. It makes you aware. You'll still fall for cognitive biases, still confabulate explanations, still see patterns in randomness. But awareness creates a crucial gap between stimulus and response, a moment where you can question your certainty. When you feel absolutely convinced you're right, pause. When coincidences seem meaningful, consider the countless non-coincidences you ignored. When your environment feels neutral, recognize it's constantly influencing you. Your brain evolved for survival, not truth, creating a version of reality that keeps you confident and functioning. This allowed your ancestors to make quick decisions with incomplete information. But modern life demands nuanced thinking, openness to contrary evidence, and humility about your cognitive limitations. The most dangerous phrase isn't "I don't know," it's "I'm absolutely certain." Embrace uncertainty, seek opposing viewpoints, and remember, the first step to thinking clearly is recognizing how clouded your thinking actually is.